Stank, stank! Alright, what is my gas situation? It would probably just be easier to get it because I'm gonna go to the gas station anyway. Because I need a drink. But if I got it on the way home, I could get a drink on the way home, too. I'll just get gas now. Okay, this is gonna go. Scoot through on this right turn. That song seems to have dried up. I mean, it's just, you know, the radio stuff that I'm listening to. Like, it, you know, faded off into some kind of pop stuff or whatever. But that one song with the guy where he shouts, "Stank, stank!" seems to have, like, completely vanished off the face of the earth. I cannot remember the last time I heard it. Makes sense. That seems like precisely the type of song that would be everywhere for about a minute and a half and then completely vanish forever. Come to think of it, I have not heard anyone shout "dab" in a pretty long time either. Yes, I will get gas, yes. It's the right move. It's the right move! It's the efficient thing to do. Except that I could make it, like, to work and then halfway back again before getting gas, and then I'd be getting gas on an emptier tank, which technically is more efficient. But if I'm gonna make this stop anyway... Okay. I'm going to get that gas. I got two. Oh, ow. Two drinks. Two drinks. One for the plug and one for the load. You know what I'm saying? Like that rap song. I was just going to get the one I always get. I was just going to get, like, hey, let's just get this little Rockstar Recovery. It's nice lemonade. It's fun. It's a good time. And I was like, you know what? It's 2 for $5 on these big, tall ones. One is $3. I'm practically throwing money away by not getting two. So I got a Rockstar punched as well. I can't stand regular Rockstar. Like, the regular, like, I guess it's supposed to be a cola or something, right? But it's... The standard Rockstar flavors all taste like total shit.
I'm Renato Romania, Air Candy. We're back with Big Freedom. Pick up that book, God Save the Queen Diva. It's really a great body of work where if you love New Orleans culture, if you want to learn more about New Orleans culture and just bounce music and everything, it's certainly a good read. Let's talk about the dancing, because that's a huge part of the music. Now, my background is Caribbean. Like, I grew up around Caribbean and West Indian, so I get it.
It comes from the whole West Indian. All of that, it comes from our ancestors.
Right.
But, like, there's a style of Mapuka, which is from West Indian Africa, and similar that.
But people do it because, you know, it gives them instant gratification when it comes to attention.
It's a risky tactic because it's like, you know, it's like people who go at Jay-Z because they think, like, oh man, if he responds, whether it's good or bad,
right,
my name's going to be next to his in every publication and blog site and everything. But if he doesn't respond,
you don't matter.
You look crazy. You look crazy. Right. So, you know, if Kevin don't say nothing, then sorry, man.
Well, on the subject of getting at people, let me tell y'all what's going on in Brooklyn. A beef is brewing, and it stars two of our freaking friends, Troy Ave.
Man, my nigga cooked this house on Troy Ave.
So, Troy Ave was not feeling that line in the slightest, and so he did not reciprocate with one line. He reciprocated with an entire song. Listen to this.
The song
is called Badass.
What's going on
with the song?
The internet?
Meanwhile,
Troy Ave did call in the show this morning.
He did, yes. And oh my goodness, he exploded. Well, first of all, he took a shot at one of Joey's friends, late friend, his former collaborator, Steve from Real Era, who died via suicide. Which, you know, that type of subject for a lot of people, you don't cross that line. But because Troy decided to, he spoke with us, he would not back down in the slightest. Listen to the actual line.
He's burning hell, I'm burning some belt. I'm really killing shit. You niggas killing yourself, fucking widows. Oh, the proof's still clear. Yo, this nigga trying to fly. He think he a superhero. Splat, man.
Splat.
You can listen to our interview with Troy. If you want to do that, just hit up SiriusXM.com/on-demand. I know it's also, I think it might be on Sway's Universe right now.
Well, we're in the process of getting pieces of it up and right now. So, but I want people to go on demand first.
Yeah.
And hear it on demand right now.
You don't not want to miss it.
It's like about 15 minutes we talked to Troy straight up. And he is very unapologetic about anything he said in that song. And we'll see how this develops from here. You know, I just want to say, I noticed on Twitter, I was reading some of the comments and people who did hear the interview earlier when he did call in, and a lot of them were saying that it's no rules. Just like Troy Ave was saying, you know, if it's out there and it's truth and you're beefing with somebody,
right,
no holds barred, like you said. No holds barred, right? Smoke Dizzy just said.
Exactly.
He spoke with Joey Badass. And they understand that. No rules.
I'll be on the lookout for another joint from Joey. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, Tracy, thank you for that celebrity wire.
Of course, man, anytime.
People, if you want to reach Tracy G, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, so that Microsoft event, huh? I guess that happened last week. We ended up talking about that stuff on the podcast. The event seemed kind of light to me. Like, it was really, like, Quantum Break was kind of the showpiece. You know, like, KI Season 3 was there, but, you know, they've been talking about that for a while. Like, whereas, like, Quantum Break is damn near done. Drew played, like, an hour of it. So that's on the podcast. The podcast might be up soonish. If it's not, I don't know. Because Brad is on a plane today. He's going to L.A., to see some shit, and I don't know. I don't actually know his schedule, when he's flying out, what he's doing, but yeah, the podcast is in his hands. And then they had Below, and they had Pit People, both of which looked kind of cool. Minecraft running on Rift, which, all right, sure. And Gears for PC, which is out now, so. The Division, which looked like it was kind of the same version as the beta. They had Dark Souls 3, which Brad played a chunk of that. Then they had Forza. They have a presentation for Forza Motorsport Apex, which is the free Forza thing coming in the spring, which is not Forza 6 and doesn't seem to have racing wheel support. And then they had the Forza 6 for Xbox One, like the Porsche pack that they're doing. I think that was there, too. And that's kind of it. Oh, Ori was there somewhere, too. The definitive edition for Ori and the Blind Forest. And, yeah. So it was kind of the, like, hey, there's the, you know, the PC stuff, which some people are making out to be a big deal, and, like, this just seems like a natural evolution of everything they've been saying for the past, what, 6 months, a year, and about, you know, putting Windows 10 under the hood on the Xbox One, and what that means for app development, and like, so I... Like, you know, there's the business end of it where it's like, yeah, they're, you know, they'll have opportunities to where if you buy it on one, you'll get it on the other. But I want to say they've even been saying that with, like, Killer Instinct for some time now, right? That all your stuff will carry over. That's not new news, is it? So, yeah, it's like, we went to that thing, and, like, you know, whatever. I don't think any of that stuff looks bad. Like, Forza Apex is a weird product, but, like, I feel like I understand why they're making it, at least. So, yeah, it was funny, because, like, you know, that event happened. I think word had gotten out that that event was happening. And so there were, like, I saw a couple people on Twitter, like, trying to send stuff to, like, me and, like, Phil Spencer and some other people that were like, leak something for the love of God! And I was sitting there reading it going, like, there's fucking nothing to leak. So, I, you know, they did the thing. They're continuing to do the thing. And this seems like them staying the course. And I'm... I'm excited about Killer Instinct on PC because I don't have an Xbox One Fight Stick, because why would anyone have an Xbox One Fight Stick? So the ability to use Fight Sticks I already own on that PC version of the game, run it at a higher resolution. That sounds cool. And, like, I'm excited about The Division. I don't need to play that beta again. Or, you know, it seemed like it was the same content. So, like, you know, I'm not taking anything away from The Division, but, like, that had been out and about. And for Dark Souls 3, like, you know, they had that there, but also there was a separate Dark Souls 3 event, like, the day before. So, anyway. It is what it is. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it seemed like primarily they wanted to get out ahead of the negativity of, like, some of the limitations of games on Windows 10 that are coming out of the Windows Store. That whole, like, UAP, Universal App Platform, or you see some other people using Universal Windows Platform, UWP. Like, I've heard it both ways. I don't know what their official branding is at this point, but... But it seems like the thing is, like, that they, you know, need to fix the part where those games don't run the way that people who play games on PC want them to run. You know, that there are fewer options for, you know, visual configuration. You know, like, I think VSync is forced, and, like, SLI stuff doesn't work, and, you know, there's, like, just a handful of things like that that are, you know, not going to be a huge deal for some percentage of players, but it's like kind of the expectation on PC is that you're going to be able to tweak that stuff, so yeah. We'll see. I don't know. They announced Rock Band for PC? Is that what I'm seeing you say? They started a Fig. Oh. That's the fucking Fig fucking Harmonix project? That's the fucking thing that Harmonix is bringing to fucking Fig, is fucking a port of fucking Rock Band? Are you fucking kidding me? Wow! Oh man, okay, sure. What? This game that, like, as by all accounts undersold and, like, caused issues with the hardware manufacturer. Like, what is the availability of peripherals even gonna fucking look like? Because Mad Catz isn't gonna fucking just double down and be like, yeah, word! We're gonna make fucking more guitars so you can sell it on PC. Right? They have to do something there, right? Peripherals will work already. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, yes, of course, but also, theoretically, you would have people that did not buy it on another platform that would still have to go out and get peripherals, and I get the impression that those are, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a glut of them out there because they made too many, or maybe they'll dry up because no retailer wants to fucking waste shelf space on them, and they'll just get blown out. That's weird. I don't know. Like, there were multiple reports, or you know, they said themselves that, like, hey, they've got something that's coming to fit, because, like, Rigopoulos is on the board of FIG or whatever. And aren't they going to have to do... I don't know. Like, I was going to say, isn't a lot of this work going to get done for Rock Band VR anyway? But I don't actually have any idea what Rock Band VR really is, so maybe it's not similar enough for some of that stuff to work, but... That doesn't seem like something that would... fund at 1.5 million. Maybe I'm like, maybe there's some business aspect of this that I'm like not thinking through. Well, hey, maybe look at it this way. If Rock Band comes out on the PC, maybe the Rock Band network will restart whether Harmonix wants it to or not. Right? Wait, are they actually already talking about Rock Band Network and Steam Workshop? Is that literally... are you making that up because that seems like something they would say? Or is that actually what they're doing? Well, they've thought of everything. Weird. Like, there's something appealing about Rock Band on PC, but at the same time, the reality of playing a game with that much gear and that many people, and what that requires you to do with a PC and hooking it up to a television and all that stuff that I'm currently not doing, like, that doesn't seem... Well, I'd be curious to know, like, how many people are in a position to where they want to hook a fucking PC up to a TV... in a room big enough to hold all their Rock Band gear. Like, Steam Link, yeah, would create too much latency. That's not viable. Probably not viable. Unless they widen the window so far that with it. The game just becomes like, it practically plays itself. If I were this station, if I were the throw, if I were any station, I would play this song on the first of the month. I would play the first of the month on the first of the month once an hour. Yeah. I'm going to celebrate the first of the month by opening this Rockstar Punch. I just shook, and now I realize this one might be carbonated. Oh well. I think we're okay. Crowdfunding a port of a game is the hot man. A port of a game that like didn't do exceptionally well. Man, that's a fucking tough one. That's a fucking tough one. A Bank of America account got I will watch that with fucking much interest. That's gotta be a fucking nail biter, right? Hey, have you guys been fucking following any of this fucking Coleco Chameleon shit? Like, it's insane. If you go look at Frank Cifaldi was posting some stuff on Twitter about it last night. It's something that they kickstarted, or they ran like an Indiegogo, and it was called the Retro VGS. And their whole pitch was like, we want to make a cartridge-based video game. You put in the cartridge, you turn the cartridge on, the game is right there. No patches, no front end, no bullshit. You know, it was like this deliberately retro approach that, like, they didn't have the hard... And also, they were like, and also it'll have this FPGA that'll let us configure it to emulate a bunch of old systems and all this other stuff, and, you know, it'll be different from all the Android-based bullshit that's out there right now. And, you know, it was like this kind of weird pitch that... And then also they had purchased the rights to the Jaguar molds, so they could, the console would look like the Jaguar, the cartridges would look like Jaguar cartridges. And they started their thing and then canceled it. It wasn't going to make it to the money they wanted, and the project went away. And then now it is back. The hardware is, you know, they're back. So the ColecoVision name, or the Coleco name, is owned by a holding company at this point, Coleco Holdings. It's not, there's like the ties to the original ColecoVision are in like name and IP holdings only. It's not like the makers of the original ColecoVision are back or anything like that. So these guys that were making this other thing that was like this weird, there was a bunch of beef around it, and the whole thing kind of started to smell like a scam at the end, and it went away, and now it's back as the Coleco Chameleon. When they announced they were going to do it and show it at Toy Fair, I wrote them an email. They sent out a press release. I responded and said, hey, these games that got announced for the Retro VGS, are they all coming over, or what's the fucking story? Will it have the same, you know, there were multiple tiers of funding you were looking for? Will it have the FPGA number of gates to do the extreme things you wanted to do, or what? And nothing. No response. So Toy Fair came and went. They showed something there, and they put out some footage that was like the dude behind it, who I've met and like seemed like a nice guy, and like runs a an alternative to eBay specifically for retro games and some other stuff. And you know, like it always just seemed like his heart was in the right place for some of that stuff. Anyway, so it's footage of him playing a game called Gym Power, which was released on Steam recently. But it's just an emulated SNES game on Steam. And there was a Genesis game version of it that didn't get released that they then were going to polish up and put out on, as a part of this Steam packet. Anyway, it was him playing that game. It's almost like Turrican. Like, the music was done by the guy that did Turrican, I think. And so it's him playing this SNES game on this, in this Jaguar shell. And so, okay, well, they had said that they would be powerful enough to emulate some older systems or something, so maybe it's that. Like the specifics of it were weird. And they put out a video that showed some ColecoVision games, implying that you'd be able to rebuy ColecoVision games. I doubt you'd be able to use old ColecoVision cartridges. Anyway, they put a picture, so the prototype hardware, which is one of the things they were knocked for, not having with the Retro VGS, they posted some pictures of it to Facebook, and it was in a transparent, like a translucent shell. So you can kind of see some chips and some resistors and some other stuff in there, some capacitors, whatever. Anyway, there's like kind of a one-to-one match shot of like the board you can see inside of that thing and some old PCI-based capture card. Like, maybe they just laid a capture card down in this thing to make it look like there's a board in there, and then put, like, a SNES Junior in it, and then, like, basically ran Gym Power off of a SNES flash card. Like, it's not a real thing. And I don't... It's fucking crazy. So when they first announced it, they didn't mention that they were going to be kickstarting the Coleco Chameleon at all. So I created a platform for it on the site at that point. And I deleted that yesterday after seeing this stuff and realizing that they're going to Kickstarter and it's not a sure thing and all this other stuff. Like, it's just, it's not, you know, we don't put Kickstarter games in the database until they've cleared funding as kind of a rule. So with this, it was kind of the same deal. So I ended up deleting it. And all the games they had shown were not games that had been built originally for this thing. It just seemed like, you know, we don't have a fucking Retron 5 platform in the system either. So, until that thing, until they're out there saying, yes, this thing is happening for sure, and here is a game that is unique to this platform, like, it's not something we're going to create in the wiki, so. And yeah, like, their philosophy for, like, hey, game patches are bad is, like, noble, but, like, totally misguided compared to, like, when you, like, hold it up against the way games are made today. Like, the idea that, like, well, they'll just ship them without bugs. Like, that's, okay, no, that's not a reality anymore. You cannot fucking unring the bell on that one. Things have changed. And, like, at no point is this platform going to be paying these developers enough money or paying enough for QA to make the no bugs thing a reality, right? Like, they're not going to, you know, they're not made of money. They're crowdfunding this thing. It seems like something that appeals to a niche audience. You know, they're not going to suddenly have more QA resources at their disposal than Sony and Microsoft combined, you know, like all these other, you know, all these other QA processes that are in place that still let bugs through. So, yeah, that's crazy. So I just don't know. I wonder what, like, if the people at the core of this thing are on the level or not. If this is, like, really what, like, they think that this is, like, the way to go and like, really believe in this thing, or if this actually is just some kind of weird scam. Because they ended up pushing. So as soon as someone posted the pictures comparing their prototype hardware photo to this capture card, they yanked it off of Facebook, apparently. And then they also pushed their Kickstarter, or whatever crowdfunding campaign, they pushed that back indefinitely. So I just don't know what the fuck that, like, what are they doing? It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah, that actually, you know what? If someone just fucking made new CRTs, that would be pretty cool. I wonder, God, is that even possible? If the setup is kind of weird factory, like, I wonder, you know, like, if you're making those in low quantities for the people that needed them for specific, I wonder. I also wonder, like, well, what's going to take for us to get to the technology for flat panel screens to be as good as a CRT? Or is at some point, like, that's not as not possible because you would be making it worse because CRTs were worse than the panels we have now in terms of resolution and sharpness and all that other stuff, I guess. I just want the latency problem solved. You know, that's the only thing that's really of interest to me, because I actually like the sharper look of a modern screen. You know, like all the people running emulators with like, oh, we got all these CRT filters that add like some light ghosting and scan lines. Like, no, that looks like shit. Yeah, Raspberry Pi 3. Every time, like, there's a new Raspberry Pi coming out or whatever, like, every time I see one, I think, like, man, I should totally fucking buy one of those. But I don't know what I would fucking do with it. Like, I'm not looking to make some kind of dedicated emulator setup on hardware that's weaker than the PC that I already have set up to emulate things, you know? You know, like I said before, I upgraded my PC once specifically because Mortal Kombat would not run at full speed in MAME and was absolutely satisfied with the results after that upgrade. I was like, I just spent hundreds of dollars. No, this is awesome. This is fucking great. This is perfect. It's exactly what I wanted it to accomplish. So yeah, I just don't know what I would do with one. Use Raspberry Pi to stream Steam games from your PC to TV. That's not something I need to do. Especially, so I've been setting up my home office, and now I actually just have a TV right next to my PC. But the monitor on the PC is nicer. So I wouldn't even want to output it to that TV over HDMI. Because I've got two monitors sitting right there for the PC, and then... Like, at this point, I've got extra computers in the house, full machines that I don't, you know, do anything with that I could set up in some kind of idle state if I needed something hooked up to some other machine or something like that. I've got my old MacBook Pro that I bought in, like, 2008 or something. And I've got two PCs, one has nothing on it. Well, one's got a fucked up Ubuntu install on it. Like this old AMD card in it. Thank you. this Drake track is not moving me, and I'm starting to wonder. Well, we'll see. You know, I think, like, I was going to say, I'm starting to wonder if maybe I am past my Drake phase. A year and a half there, 2 years, whatever it was. It was like, oh, Drake's all right, yeah. And I was like, you know. But I guess that last album had a, you know, is like album, not that fucking mixtape or whatever. Had a versatility to it that I appreciated when you listen to it start to finish. Like, it's a good album, you know? But I feel like a lot of the tracks that have come in the wake of that release have all more or less sounded like. Coffee table, cocktail, main cabinet. Yeah, there's a. I was looking at the Raspberry Pi site, and there was a project where someone had taken some IKEA table and mounted a flat panel inside of it, and a joystick, and like four buttons. And you know, they're just running RetroPi on that. I thought that was like kind of a neat project, except like all the pictures of people using it are people hunched over this tiny fucking table. And you're like, why would anyone use this? Pipe it up.
Just a pipe.
Yes, Raspberry, pipe it up.
Get a regular hotel, I'll pipe it up. Buy a bando, then I'll pipe it up. Quavo! Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Walk in the club just to pipe it up.
She was a basic bitch till I piped her up.
She was a basic.
I'm just doing my dab, I call it the pipe it up.
Damn.
They know
damn.
I'm having Blue Benjamins. They know I'm on top of the pyramid. They know I'm a golden in Guinness. All this dab a nigga tripping.
Damn.
Piped up in the city.
Piped up
with your bitches.
Piped up.
Piped up in Javinci.
Piped up.
Piped up, new edition. When a nigga start talking shit, got a pipe for the ammunition. Yo bitch walking around piped up. When she see me, she blowing kisses. Feeling like Aladdin, Quavo the genie. I grant your whole three wishes. You know I do magic, Quavo Houdini. I touch the pack and get it missing.
Pipe it up,
pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Buy a bando and I pipe it up. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Buy a bando and I pipe it up.
My niggas decide, turn it up. All my young rich niggas screaming, I pipe it up. Bitches miss all day, I feel like a dinosaur. Look at your diamonds ain't bright enough. I send the words you get using the catapult. Play with that dump and it smell like a hockey puck. Pipe it up, no ride it, piper. They biting the floor, they get what the mingo got to pipe. So that nigga dabbing don't know how it happened. I been touched down on you, nigga, that's mad. Hey. Don't forget, bitch, on the dad, daddy in stores now, wire in fast. Pipe it up, bitch, it's gonna be the new anthem. My cup is swerving in the black panorama. Pull out your camera when you see me, Christian Louboutin hopping, now that's an animal. Now remember, so we made this song. Nobody said pop it up. Now that we drop it, we gon' fuck em up and have everybody screaming, pipe it up.
Pipe it up.
Pipe it up in the club while I'm on drawers. A nigga fucking at the furniture.
Fuck it up.
Shoot a money ball like Steve Kerr.
I don't think this song worked out the way Migos hoped it would. You know, they were talking about it, everyone was gonna be talking about it, piping it up, and it just didn't happen. I feel like, you know, like I was doing my part.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Buy a bando and I pipe it up. 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 I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Dude's just pushing boxes off the back of that truck, not giving a fuck where they land, just pushing them out. There's like a hand cart at the bottom, and he's just like, fuck it, these cardboard boxes full of whatever the fuck's in here, fuck it. Bankrupt ass 50 Cent releasing a song talking about how he's too rich. Hip hop. Hip hop. Thought I saw somewhere, I did not read into it, but apparently the judge in 50 Cent's bankruptcy case called him back into court because he was posting pictures with him with a bunch of money. That got him back into court to say, like, hey, what the fuck?
Hey yo, get checking out Eminem's Shade 45.
Eminem.
And this is some shit picked by me.
Yeah. I open my eyes, the corners like African tribes. The black is the thighs, the black and surprise. We passion the rise. The youth fantasize and grass and cast in the eyes. A youth dies, and mama's asking rationalize. Trying to build a spot where ghetto bastards could rise. The ghetto's been bastardized by those.
Hey, young nigga, get paid.
When I rap, nigga, yeah. On South Beach with E-Fees and throwing stacks, nigga. Turn to the match, nigga. No. Facts, nigga. Yeah. She met me for the first time, didn't know how to act, nigga. Double R parked in my motherfucking front yard. Trap jumping like the motherfucking million man mark. If she ain't got a fat ass, then she can't get up in this car. I can tell if that ass real or fake, but how she walks.
No. Hip Hop Nation, first alert.
Issue the pack sock. It's money on the corner. You be stupid to pass up. Remember, it's a cold nick. It's broken. You blast up. It's Crips on the corner. Blood's on the corner. GDs and Vice Lords. So it's thugs on the corner. It's children having fun. So it's love on the corner. OGs with triple beans. Only drugs on the corner. It's cops on the corner. Dope fiends that walk around and they socks is on the corner. But I love them, so I'm on them. It's life on the corner. Death on the corner. We fight.
First Street closed admission the 4th through the 7th. That's the weekend, right? Today's the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, so Friday night to Monday. Okay, all right. Okay, no problem. This fucking, oh no, it's dragging a bag. Okay. This fucking Mini Cooper, I saw like some kind of shadow hanging under it. It looked like it was dragging a muffler or fucking something, but looks like it just picked up a plastic bag. I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens. It's so disgusting. The smell of burning plastic. Especially when it's your car. There's nothing you can do but just let it all burn off. You're stuck with that fucking smell. Hanging out near the construction site. He obviously works there, but he's not wearing any of the gear. He just looks like Jim the Anvil Neidhart, just drinking a cup of coffee, stroking his beard. Not laughing, though. Alright. I'm here, I gotta go. Yeah, I'll see you later. Have a good Tuesday.